KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. AHSTW Superintendent Darren Jones has announced the hiring of Jason Holst as the district's 7 through 12 activities director. Holst is his 14th season as the head baseball coach at AHSTW and also serves as a 6th grade teacher and assistant football coach. Holst has been a teacher in the district for 22 years. Holst will take over for the departing Davis Patti, who recently accepted a similar position with the Harlan Community School District. Holst will split his time during the day between 6th grade teaching duties and activities director. Superintendent Jones said Jason knows the Western Iowa Conference landscape over the last few decades as well as anyone around and is extremely passionate about AHSTW and will be a terrific ambassador for the school. His organizational skills, dedication, overall knowledge, and management skills make him an excellent fit for that position. Holst has over 150 victories in his baseball coaching career and has led two teams to the state tournament. He's had a wealth of success as an assistant high school, as an assistant football coach, assistant girls basketball coach, and junior high and high school track coach. Well, in postseason golf action, Atlantic senior golfer Matt Gearhart sits in third place on the leaderboard following an even par first round at the Class 3A Boys State Golf Tournament at Lakeside Municipal Golf Course in Fort Dodge. Gearhart shot a 72 on a day that number one of on day number one of the two-day tourney, and he's three shots back of the leader, Brandon Larson of West Delaware. Matt's round featured five birdies, two bogeys, and a double to score an even 36 on both the front and back nines. Atlantic's Kyle Reno opened with a 15-over round of 87, currently sitting in a tie for 55th. Nevada currently leads the team scoring at plus 12. Spirit Lake is three shots back in second. Carroll sits in ninth place. They're 37 over after the first day. Second round is set to tee off with a shotgun start this morning at 8 o'clock. The Kemper Catholic Knights find themselves in third place after round one of the boys' Class 2A state golf tournament at the American Legion Memorial Golf Course in Marshalltown. The Knights shot a plus 33, 309 on the opening day, and they're five shots out of the lead, held by Des Moines Christian. Panorama's in fourth after a 45 over 321 in their first round. Panorama's Kyle Shackelford is the overall leader after shooting an even par 69 on day one. His round featured three birdies and three bogeys. Kemper Catholic's Corbin Borelli is in fifth place with a 6-over par 75. Teammate Dawson McDermott is tied for eighth at plus 8. Round two action also has a shotgun start this morning at 8 o'clock. The Exira EHK Spartans sit in eighth place in the team race, and the Carroll brothers are tied for sixth after the first round of the Class 1A Boys State Golf Tournament at the Westwood Golf Course in Newton. Everett and Will Carroll each shot a 7-over par 78 on Thursday, and they are tied for sixth place. They're six shots off the lead heading into today's final round. Cam's Ben Tibkin opened up his tournament with a 12-over par 83. He's tied with one other golfer in 16th place. Ethan Stryker of Edgewood Colesburg shot a 1-over 72 to lead the field. Exira EHK is 8th place in the team standings at plus 80. Harris Lake Park is the day one team leader with a plus 38 total. Exira EHK's other scores on Thursday included Cole Burmeister at 102, Tyler Peterson at 106, Jaden Jensen and Trey Nelson each shot a 112. Second round play, also shotgun start at 8 o'clock this morning. On the regional girls golf tournament action last night in Class 2A Region 2, it was Glenwood topping Atlantic 4-2. Glenwood advances on to play Lewis Central. Carlisle beat Des Moines Hoover 7-0. Also in Region 1, Carroll over Storm Lake 1-0. Spirit Lake beat Sheldon 4-0. In regular season girls soccer play last night, Tri-Center over Sergeant Bluff Luton 3-2. Panorama topping Harlan 7-1. Kemper Catholic down Denison 1-0. Abe Lincoln 6-0 over St. Albert. Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Thomas Jefferson by a 2-1 final in double overtime. The Iowa High School Soccer Coaches Association has released their final weekly boys soccer rankings for the 2019 season. In Class 3A, Waukee received all the first place votes, and they're on top. In 2A, Cedar Rapids Xavier is top rated. ADM is 11th, while Denison is number 12. And in Class 1A, Columbus Catholic is ranked number 1. AHSTW comes in at number 4 this week, while Riverside checks in ranked 14th. Well, moving on now to high school boys baseball last night. Red Oak defeated Atlantic 8-7 in a tight one. Cole Carlson had a couple of hits and a couple of RBI for the Tigers. AHSTW beat Riverside 10-0. Bedford over Southwest Valley 3-1. Abe Lincoln beating Thomas Jefferson 3-1. It was Des Moines Christian over ACGC twice, 10-0 and 11-0. Kemper Catholic beat Clarinda 7-3. Murray over Orient Maxburg 4-3. Nottoway Valley beat Lennox 10-2. Panorama split a doubleheader with Pleasantville, winning 4-0 in the opener. Pleasantville, 6-5 winners in the nightcap. Shenandoah beat Denison 4-1. It was St. Albert over Glenwood 3-2. Trainer beat Audubon 10-2. Tri-Center over IKM Manning 12-1. In girls softball play last night, ACGC over Des Moines Christian 11-9. Bedford beat Southwest Valley 7-1. Creston over Lewis Central 9-5. Denison beat Bowyer Valley 16-1. It was Glenwood sweeping a pair from St. Albert 13-1 and 6-2. Kemper Catholic beat Clarinda 7-2. Lennox over Nottoway Valley 2-1. Murray beat Orient Maxburg 10-0. Riverside over AHSTW 6-3. Shenandoah beating Stanton Essex 12-2. Trainer over Audubon 11-0. That's in girls' softball play last night. Well, rain delayed the Big Ten men's baseball tournament last night, so much so that the Iowa-Nebraska game has been pushed to this morning. That game will start about an hour after the conclusion of the Ohio State-Maryland game. That was halted last night with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning with the Buckeyes up 3-2. They'll resume that game at 10 o'clock this morning at TD Ameritrade Park. The Iowa-Nebraska game set to go around 11 or shortly after. The quarterfinal matchup will be the fourth game between Iowa and Nebraska this season, with the Hawkeyes taking the regular season series 2-1. Junior Grant Judkins will start for the Hawkeyes in that contest today. In Major League Baseball action yesterday in the National League, it was the Mets over Washington 6-4. Pittsburgh beat Colorado 14-6. Philadelphia over Chicago 9-7. Atlanta beat San Francisco in 13 innings 5-4. In the American League, the Yankees over Baltimore 6-5. Boston beat Toronto 8-2. Minnesota topping the LA Angels 16-7. Tampa Bay beat Cleveland 7-2. White Sox shut out Houston 4-0. Interleague play saw Miami beat Detroit by a 5-2 final. Well, the Toronto Raptors are within one victory of advancing to the NBA Finals for the first time in franchise history. Kawhi Leonard scored 35 points, and the Raptors rallied in the fourth quarter to beat the Bucks 105-99 in Milwaukee to take a 3-2 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 6 in that series in Toronto will be on Saturday. Kevin Durant has yet to progress to on-court work in his recovery from a strained right calf. That means he won't be ready to return for Golden State in Game 1 of the NBA Finals on May 30th. Durant was injured during Game 5 of the conference semifinals against the Houston Rockets. However, big man DeMarcus Cousins might be healthy for the season opener against either Milwaukee or Toronto as he works his way back from a torn left quadriceps muscle. In golf, Tony Finau shot a 6-under-64 to take a one-shot lead over local favorite Jordan Spieth and Roger Sloan at the Colonial in Fort Worth. Finau had 5 birdies over 7 holes before closing with 5 straight pars. He hasn't finished higher than 60th in 3 tournaments since he tied for 5th at the Masters. Spieth ended up with 7 birdies in a span of 10 holes. The other highlight, a 46-foot putt on number 4. Scott Parel took advantage of ideal scoring conditions Thursday morning to shoot a 4-under-66 and take the first-round lead in the weather-delayed Senior PGA Championship. The gusting afternoon wind hadn't yet fully arrived when Parel closed with birdies on the par 4, 17th and 18th. Retief Goosen, Marco Dawson, and Ken Tanigawa are all one shot back. Tiger Woods has decided to play in the Memorial next week ahead of his next chance in a major. Woods is a 5-time winner at Muirfield Village. He's never missed it when healthy, except in 2006 when he took time off after his father's death. The Memorial is 2 weeks before the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. Woods missed the cut to the PGA Championship last weekend. Justin Thomas also has entered the Memorial, his first tournament since the Masters. And Charlotte native William Byron has become the youngest driver ever to capture the pole for the Coca-Cola 600. The 21-year-old Byron turned a lap of 183.424 miles an hour in his number 24 Chevrolet at the Charlotte Motor Speedway to start out front on Sunday in NASCAR's longest race. Eric Almirola will start alongside Byron on the front row in his number 10 Ford. It's one of 6 Fords starting in the top 10. Kyle Busch, Austin Dillon, and Kevin Harvick round out the top 5 qualifiers. Byron has 6 top 10 finishes and 49 career cup starts without a victory. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.